Well, this morning we're going to go back to Hebrews. We've been preaching, looking the last 3 weeks at seeking the Lord's will for us. Now, it doesn't mean that we're abandoning that. We are continuing to seek the Lord's will. I think we'll discover some of that will as we continue to go through Hebrews. So let's turn there to Hebrews chapter 8. We're going to take a big chunk today. We will do chapter 8. The point of what we are saying is this. We do have such a high priest who sat down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, who serves in the sanctuary, the true tabernacle set up by the Lord, not by man. Every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices, and so it was necessary for this one also to have something to offer. If he were on earth, he would not be a priest, for there are already men who offer the gifts prescribed by the law. They serve at a sanctuary that is a copy and a shadow of what is in heaven. This is why Moses was warned when he was about to build the tabernacle. See to it that you make everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. But the ministry Jesus has received is as superior to theirs as the covenant of which he is mediator is superior to the old one. And it is founded on better promises. For if there had been nothing wrong with the first covenant, no place would have been sought for another. But God found fault with the people and said, "The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I have made with their fathers, whom I took when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they did not remain faithful to my covenant, and I turned away from them, declares the Lord. This is the new covenant I will make with the house of Israel. After that time, declares the Lord, I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. By calling this covenant new, he has made the first one obsolete. And what is obsolete and aging will soon disappear." Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, and we ask right now that you'd send your Holy Spirit to illuminate these scriptures to us. Lord, to give us wisdom and discernment. But most of all, Lord, we pray that you would open our hearts and minds to give us open hearts and minds, receptive to your word, receptive to your will. Lord, might we be obedient to you, and might we seek to be close to you. Lord, I pray for myself that as I preach this morning, your anointing would be upon me, that I would speak your word in such a way that each person here, each person who ever views this online, would be encouraged. That every person who hears this message might be blessed of you and grow closer to you. That you would give each one that which they need to hear this day. Lord, show us how to apply this word, not just for understanding, but for practical application in our lives, so that we might better walk according to you and your ways. That we might better be lights for you and your glory, that we might better serve you. We pray this all in your name, Jesus. Amen. This high priest that we now have is the one in the order of Melchizedek. Remember, a priesthood without end, a priesthood without beginning, a priesthood that is continuous, one that is prior to the law, and a priesthood that is, if you would, superior to the law. Or it's the priesthood, which we're shown here, which serves not in the shadow temple here on earth, the replica of what's in heaven, as best as man was able to make it. But instead, he's the high priest in the true temple where God dwells. And he's not the priest of this promise which needed to be replaced with something better. But he is the high priest of a promise that is perfect, that is full. Let's peek in here and see just a little bit about what we're talking about. Mike, if you could grab up Deuteronomy 6, verses 20 through 25 for me. Deuteronomy 6, verse 20. If you've got a Bible and want to turn there, you can do that. Give them. See, in the future, when your son asks you, "What is the meaning of the stipulations, decrees, and laws our Lord God has commanded you?" tell him, "We were slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt, but the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Before our eyes, the Lord sent miraculous signs and wonders, great and terrible, upon Egypt and Pharaoh and his whole household. But he brought us from there to bring us in and give us the land that he promised on oath to our forefathers. The Lord commanded us to obey all these decrees, to fear the Lord our God, so that we might always prosper and be kept alive, as is the case today. And if we are careful to obey this law before the Lord our God, as he has commanded us, that will be our righteousness." The truth is, as we've seen, is that we can't keep the law. Jesus made that plain to us. So it can't be our righteousness. The promise there was just that he would provide a place, a home, on the earth. So what's with the new covenant? That's the old. And we found we couldn't do it. Even though God was there in power, as Gloria mentioned again, pillar of smoke by day, pillar of night, of fire by night. I got it right this time. Remember last time I talked about it, I got them reversed. But this God who parted the Red Sea, the God that brought the plagues upon Egypt, as he says here, he took them by the hand and he led them out. And we being fallen people, when Moses and the Lord met up on the mountain and the people were safe, they got afraid. They were out of Egypt. The Lord brought them, and they demanded that Aaron make them a god, a golden calf. They had been delivered. They had seen miracle after miracle. Power unbelievable. Unimaginable. They had witnessed it. God took one step away. The mediator wasn't with them. That was Moses at that time. And they couldn't deal with it. We can't deal with being separated with God. When we're separated from God, we fall into sin. The new promise, the new covenant, the new high priest takes these into account. The new high priest intercedes on our behalf. Not in tabernacle, a tent here on earth, but in heaven at the right hand of God, very throne room of heaven. And he's right there. Yet at the same time, while he's there with God, now he's present in our heart. Because we now have personal relationship. Instead of there being a separation between God and the people, there was the curtain between the Holy of Holies. Now, that curtain's been torn asunder. The high priest prepared the way and went in ahead of us, giving the sacrifice once for all. That's all that was necessary. And all who would receive that can enter in. And we can receive the very Holy Spirit as a seal and as a comforter, a counselor. God with us. For if there had been nothing wrong with the first covenant, no place would have been sought for another, but God found fault with the people. What was the fault? They didn't obey. They weren't able to follow. God was too far away. God needed to bridge that gap. So, he made provision for the new covenant and the new high priest. And this is the covenant I will make for the house of Israel. At that time, declares the Lord, I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts. This is what happens when the Holy Spirit comes and lives with us. So no longer will a man teach his neighbor or his brother, saying, know the Lord, because they will all know me. It's no longer our job to teach somebody about God. It's now our job to introduce them to God. Here's my God. Here's Jesus. Come to know Him. He's not off and distant. He's not far away and unknowable. He wants to live in your heart. He wants to write His very laws on our hearts. And I will be their God, and they will be my people. It says, for by calling this covenant new, he has made the first one obsolete. And what is obsolete and aging will soon disappear. By the time Jesus walked this earth, the high priesthood and the temple and the worship that occurred and what went on had gone through several permutations. In fact, at one point it had gotten so bad that the very presence of the Lord fled the temple. And He left the people of Israel. It was built upon the old promise. And the people, they took it and they built something rickety. And instead of continuing going back to God and seeking His guidance and direction, they kept adding their own stuff to it. And the prophets would occasionally come and say, "Woe be unto you." And they would speak of the judgments that the Lord would bring. And they said, "Oh, you don't know what you're talking about." And the Lord had promised that if the people didn't obey, that there would be judgment. That's part of the promise. It's not that God changed His mind. He said, if you do this, you're going to get this. If you do this, this is what's going to happen. But we're funny, aren't we? We always want to hear what we want to hear. The bad stuff or stuff we're not interested in, how many of us listen to it? La, 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 la. Anybody ever do that? I didn't hear it. If I ignore it, maybe it'll go away. God will stop being angry if I just ignore it. After all, He loves me. He wouldn't do... God is just. God requires obedience. The obedience of us, His people. So that old covenant needs to be replaced with a better one, a new one. Jesus, the Lamb of God, one who's worthy above all names, He is personification of the new covenant. He is the methodology that God used to bring that new covenant to reality. To make that promise new, to make that promise alive. The old one, it's going to disappear. The old ways are going to go behind. Things that were built up according to man's will be superseded by God's will. And those who will receive the new promise can enter in. Because we have that high priest who does intercede on our behalf. Each one of us. And the promise is there for everyone whom we will share it with. Our job is now to take this promise and introduce people to God. We have to teach them who God is. To introduce you to George here, to Butch, I don't have to teach you about Butch. I don't have to show you a genealogy and, you know, get out his medical records and give you a psych profile on him. And, you know, I'm sure the military's got all this stuff about them, and take this file and lay it out there and say, okay, this is all about George. I got a better way. I can say, hey, come on over here. I want you to meet somebody. Here's my friend Butch. Hey, come on over here. I want you to meet somebody. Here's my friend, my Lord, Savior, Jesus, the great high priest, the Lord of my heart, the one who intercedes on my behalf and yours. So are we going to stand on the old covenant, the old things? Try to build it our way, the old things that are falling down, We're going to stand on the new covenant, the new ways. What is obsolete in aging will soon disappear. Say, hold it, I'm getting old. Hey, I just turned 46. I'm old. A few of you out there going, yeah, old. Well, I feel old. Not as young as I used to be, let's put it that way. Okay, let's put it this way. These two up here think I'm old. Yeah. My kids think I'm old. But in Christ we're made new creations, new creatures. We're made new. So let's not be obsolete. But let's be those new creatures that God intends us to be. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you that you are indeed our high priest and you are interceding on our behalf. You said, I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. And Lord, we hold on to that promise. That is a much, much better promise than you will just give us a place to live. You said that you will be their God. That you will write your laws on our minds and on our hearts. And that you will be our God and we will be your people. Lord, this is a much better promise than that you will make us prosper. Father, might we grab onto this promise with both hands and not let go. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.